No, we're still here, y'all. Hello, and welcome to the In the Know with Sophie Lewa, highlighting independent artists and their music. I'm your host, Sophie Lewa, and I hope everyone's having a lovely night. Just want to let you know, tonight I'm feeling a little under the weather, so just bear with me. But with that said, for all you artists out there who are trying to get your music played on the IL Radio Show, please listen to this.
If you are an artist and you would like to get your music played on the Internet L Radio Show, you may do so by emailing us at ilradio@internetlenc.com. Again, that email address is ilradio@internetlenc.com.
All right, everyone. Tonight, my featured guest is songwriter Ignacio Natale, but also known as Iggy. Hello, Iggy, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing just fine. It's actually later on this evening here. But we're doing just fine. We're starting to get some nice weather, which is great.
Okay. Now, where are you located at right now?
Okay, where I live in a small town just on the outskirts of Toronto, Ontario, called Stouffville, Ontario. So the greater Toronto area, basically, in Ontario.
Okay.
Yeah.
How long have you been living in Ontario?
Well, most of my life. Probably since we immigrated. I was actually born, I am Sicilian, Italian, so I was born in Sicily, and we immigrated as a family to this area. So, I don't know, about 50 years ago. So,
okay.
I was just a little boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, your love for music all started while you were there in Canada.
Yeah, I studied actually musical theory, and I'm self-taught on piano, play a little guitar, but I'm basically a composer-songwriter, but my major was in music theory.
Oh, okay. You're a composer and a songwriter.
That's correct, yeah.
What would you say is the most difficult between the two? Is it more of the songwriting or more of the composing?
Oh, definitely the songwriting, because that involves lyrics, which after all these years of writing and recording and playing, I've discovered that lyrics, this is my opinion, of course, are more important than the music, even though I work equally hard, probably harder. The music, for me, comes easier. I've always had that natural ability to come up with, I would say melodic melodies, but lyrics, that's the real challenge of what the song is actually about. For me, that's for me. So there you go.
Okay. So how old would you say you were when your love of music begun, if you don't mind me?
No. Yeah, I was 17. When I decided that I wanted to do this for the rest of my life.
Did you always think that you wanted to be a songwriter? Or did you think that, I wanted to be a singer?
No, definitely, in my heart of hearts, who I really am is a songwriter. Even though I used to record, besides the keyboards or piano, I did do singing. Not anymore, because I like to hire singers now. As my job basically is to write the songs, and then I put the people together to create the song and the project. hip culture, which is what I go under.
Okay. Now, before we go any further, I do want to acknowledge we do have a caller on the line, and we do have your producer, Costa. Costa, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking.
And are you also based out of Canada as well?
Yes. I myself have been born and raised in Toronto, and now I live with my family about 15 minutes from the core of downtown. And I've always been here, yes.
Okay. Your guys' working relationship, how did you guys meet one another?
How did we meet one another?
Yeah, basically, I went to see one of my one of the artists I really admire, Pablo, who's a flamenco, new age flamenco guitar player, and I really liked his drummer and bass player, and I was talking to him after, and I said, would they be willing to do some work for me? And then when I was talking to Gino, our drummer that we use, he really strongly recommended I work with Costa as a producer. So I did, and this is about when we started working together with 2019, and ever since then, we've had a very close and productive relationship.
Okay. As a producer, as a songwriter, what is your process as far as your song itself? The inspiration of the song you're going to write.
Yeah.
Does it come from a melody, or is it something that you've read or seen, or just in general life?
I really can't put a finger on it, because I get inspired with sometimes with just an idea or something that I want to write a song about. And sometimes it's a melody, and then I turn it into a song. Not too often, but I do write about real-life experiences that I've been through. So I really don't put a process like that. I really don't have, like, a set routine. Sometimes I get an inspiration, and I go with it. So that's basically it. There's no
okay.
real...
Yeah. Okay. Now, Costin, when
yes.
he comes to you, is this his ideas? What is your process on giving him what he's looking for?
As a producer, my first and foremost job is to listen to him, listen to what he's given me, which is basically the core elements of the song, which is a basic chord structure and a melody. And his lyrics and where they're coming from. So my job is to interpret what he's trying to say through his creative process. And my job is to manage what he's given me and enhance it. And unfortunately, some of my ideas also collaborate with his. And that's where this magic of collaboration comes into play. He does his process. I get it next, we do the process, and then we talk about it with each other. And that's where the magic is. Because my job is basically to manage creative ideas and arrange them and put the fairy dust and try not to think about whether it's going to be a hit or it's not going to be a hit. It really has to be very truthful. I have to be very truthful to his ideas and to my own as well. And so far, it's been a great pleasure working with Iggy.
No. You said a minute ago not to think of it as being a hit.
Yeah.
Would you say, not Costa, but Iggy, would you say that you as a songwriter don't think about your songs being a hit? You're just wanting it to get out to the people? Or when you have
yeah.
written a song and present it to your producer, you think that, okay, this is going to be a hit. How
no,
does that process
I,
work for you?
My process, well, basically, I just want to clear up one. I will never write a song to bring people down. I like to put a lift, or as you might say, some sunshine in their day. So when they listen to one of my songs, I want them to feel good about what they just heard. So sometimes I get really excited about a certain idea for a song. And one example is Valentino, because that took about 6 months to write. But finally I got it, right? I had this melody and kind of an idea, and I got really excited about it. And then Costa got really excited about it as well. And voila, you got, I think, one of my better songs, which we co-wrote, by the way, with that collaboration. So, yeah, I it's all about your audience relating to whatever it is I'm writing. So I know you're not going to please everybody, and you've got certain people that like what you're doing and people who don't. So I never think about it as being a hit, although I do get excited when I have sometimes about a song.
It's also, if I may interject, it's also about not forcing something that's unnatural. You can't, if a song is not working out or something is, you're writing, sometimes you got to walk away and try not to force it. Because once you start forcing your creativity and it doesn't come natural, then you end up sounding like somebody else. And I think Iggy would agree that we kind of don't sound like anybody else. We're kind of unique.
No, we get that a lot, actually. They said, I really like what you're doing, but you're pretty original. I do. People say, I've never really... So that's great. I don't want to sound like anybody else.
Yeah.
Now, for you, Iggy, as a songwriter, what would you say is the best part of being a songwriter for yourself?
When I get the inspiration, either with a really good hooky melody line or a really good, there are hooks and lyrics too. Well, I don't know if people realize that. When I get a really good lyric line, like I've had some lines, I thought, oh, listen to this line. It's, like I really get excited about a certain line. Isn't this a great lyric? Just the one line, So that's what, when I get excited, I build on that. And, yeah, it's when that hook come, when I hear that hook, or I get that hook in a song. Yeah.
Now, a minute ago, you said collaboration. Have you collaborated
with
a lot of artists on this project?
No, it's just me and Costa, and I choose the singers. And I basically make suggestions. Well, he has a stable of musicians, and there's a couple of musicians that I really like to work with, and I say, I think this song is good for this person. And that's about it. As far as choosing the singers, I don't choose them. I choose them because of their personality for the song, okay? More important than anything. And they have to have extremely good diction. I hate it when you hear a song you don't understand what the singer's saying. So it's
okay.
Yeah.
And I've heard some singers out there like that before. So you get that. Yeah. When you are, you said composing. Would you say that it's easier, just setting back and just letting the flow of composing take over you as the musician?
You hit the nail on the head. The way I've always, people say, how do you do it? I'm going, I don't know. It just comes. I just hear it, and that's the truth. I really don't know. I start to get a melody in my head, and then it just builds and builds. And then now working with Costa, he said, well, why don't we do this here, I'll add this, especially with the background. I call that creating an atmosphere. When you hear the backup vocals or backup instrumentation, that's, to me, I call that creating the atmosphere for the song. So it kind of flows, and I really, like I said, I can't explain it. It just, all of a sudden, a melody starts to form, and it takes on a life of its own. I hope that answers your question.
It does. From when you started in this industry up to this point, what would you say was the best advice that was given to you that you still use today?
Yeah, it was basically be original. Okay, be yourself. Well, everybody's heard that one, you know, like, got to be true to yourself. But the most important is to be original. In other words, when someone says, oh, well, you sound just like, hey, that you sound like Elton John, or you sound like them, well, that's a kiss of death, because, you know, it was that. It was like, anyway, that is the best advice I ever got, was to be original with your style and in all aspects.
Okay. Costa?
Yes.
For you, as the producer, I know you said you're to listen to what he's saying and then help provide what he's looking for. But you also said that you help collaborate. Some of your ideas have gone mesh.
Yes, we've
collaborated. What he's looking
at doing. Yeah, so... The way we collaborate. Sometimes Iggy's good at writing songs and writing lyrics. My job is to do the arrangement, to think of if I'm going to use a certain type of chord that he hasn't used. And all this is basically adding textures and atmosphere, and also, as well as listening to, when I say listen to Iggy, when I say I listen to Iggy to hear his vision, to grasp his vision, and then when he introduces me to a singer, I have to marry the arrangement with the singer and the song. So it's almost like a triad relationship where he writes the song, he picks the singer because of ABC reason, and then I manage these ideas, these inspirations, and put them together, add the fairy dust, add the salt and pepper, and then we see what we got. And if we like it, we like it, right? And also, trying to keep things simple is very key. We can't force it. When I get one of Biggie's songs and I'm working in the studio, if I have to force something, I'll just walk away. It has to come natural, and once it comes natural, things are great. So, I hope that answers the question.
Okay. So, what I want to do right now is ask a major question to Iggy. And that is, what is the meaning behind hip culture?
Okay, I came up with that concept for a group, about 10 years or so ago, before I started recording again. Hip culture basically is a statement of a group of people coming together that are open-minded and positive. In other words, the culture is hip, you know. It's like, all right, keep an open mind, and accept things the way they are. So, which I see a lot more people doing it, because most people are stuck in their sort of like philosophies in life. And I think when you have a culture that is receptive and not open-minded, but can accept people for who they are, right? Whether you like them or not, but at least you can accept them. So that's kind of like the culture of that whole open-mindedness and people working together in a positive way.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what I want to do, I want to go ahead and I want to play one of your songs.
Okay, great.
right. So this first song that we're going to be playing by you tonight is Valentino, and it's featuring Ariana Hum.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone enjoy Valentino.
Kiss me, Valentino, on this beautiful Roman night. Here at the Trevi Fountain underneath the moon.
Featured guest this evening, Ignacio Natale. This particular song, what inspired it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I always loved the song Volare, okay, which is an Italian romantic song. So I had this melody. Again, this is a time where I had this kind of catchy melody kicking around my head, and then I said, wait a minute, I always wanted to write Italian romance song. It's not really a love song. It's really a romance song. And so, like I said, Costa actually co-wrote this one with me. He helped me with it. And I wanted it to sound, I wanted to have a really good, lively beat. And the lyrics, I wanted really simple, so that people could almost sing along with it right away. So that was the inspiration was, believe it or not, that Italian classic, Volare. So it's, and it's a real, and I wanted to make a fun dance tune. There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
With this particular song, was it something that you always knew that you were going to do? You just had to have the right concept at the time?
No, if I'm being honest. No, if I'm being honest, where it was one of those moments where I just got instant inspiration, okay? Because I said, what am I going to do with this? Like, I had other lyrics for it, and all of a sudden it just came to me. No, I'm doing it this way. And Valentino came into my head, right? And the whole concept of a girl falling in love with a handsome Italian gentleman in Rome. In Rome. It takes place in Rome. So, yeah, so that was one of those lightning strikes kind of inspirational moments for that song.
Okay. When writing any of your songs, what is the most important factor to you when you are at the piano or if you're using a guitar?
The most important factor is it has to bring out some kind of strong emotion in me. Whether it's in the song itself, the concept of the song, and then the melody. So it's the emotion that I'm trying to translate through my songs to the audience. So, yeah, so that's it. It's all about the emotion in the song.
Okay. Have you ever gotten to a point where you were blocked when writing a song and trying to get back that focus?
Yeah. Yes, many times. I'm sure a lot of writers, not just songwriters, but just, you know, literary writers, blocks, even artists like painters. Yes, I do. And I have to walk away and just refresh. I have to walk away from it for a few days and go back to it. Yes.
Okay. Because we're always asking artists what's your process and all that. No one's really never asked, what happens when you get blocked? What do you do?
I'm just going to put you on the side there because I am so tired of the song right now because I am blocked. And it's the most frustrating thing in the world. Because I don't want to put out something just like Costa said, you know, manufacture something. No way. I spend a lot of time and effort on the actual song itself, you know, and very, very fussy about it. So, yeah, so that's basically it. I have to take a break away from it. And then sometimes if the song is not working at all, I'll throw it away. I will just throw it away. And
okay.
Yeah.
We actually took a four-month break from the song.
Yeah.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Six months to write the lyrics.
You know, yeah, that's right. It took me 6 months to write those simple lyrics, you know, because, and you say, oh, well, there's not much to them. Yeah, again, you know, the most difficult thing for me to write is simple lyrics that don't sound like corny, you know. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and we're going to play another song of yours.
Okay, great.
This next song that I'm going to be playing is Let It Go,
mm-hmm.
Culture. and it's featuring Rosebud.
Yep.
Enjoy.
Pacific Standard Time.
All right, everyone, that song I just played was You Gotta Let Go off of Hip Culture, and it was featuring Rosebud. Now, what was the story behind You Gotta Let Go?
Let It Go, yeah. Well, that was basically a true life experience many, many years ago that not a great relationship I had, and I basically learned that sometimes you gotta walk away. No matter how much you are trying to keep the relationship alive, it's not working, and you just gotta let it go or just walk away. So that song actually was an inspiration from a true life experience I had many years ago.
Okay.
And how I got through it.
Through Hip Culture and previous projects that you've worked on, Is there a song that stands out to you the most? That you know.
Yeah, I understand.
Is yours?
Yeah. Well, I would be sleeping in the living room if I didn't say the one I dedicated to my wife, which is Precious Love. Which is and was very, that was my very first song that I recorded when I started working with Costa after a hiatus for years from writing and recording. So I would say Precious Love is that song, and I had very good success with the stations and the streaming sites with it. So it was, a lot of people really enjoyed that song. And it,
okay. When you're writing these songs,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know you said it's the writing that seems to be the hardest part, but do you get inspiration like from your wife and just what you see on a day-to-day basis?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I know right now with everything that's going on in our world right now, there's a lot of that inspiration come from what you see on TV.
Yes.
For you.
Yeah. What I see is there's a lot of sadness, unfortunately, you know, because I'm a pretty upbeat guy. So I just try, like as I said before, I try, like, in a song to put a little sunshine or lift their spirits up after listening to one of my songs. And I will not do something that basically reminds them of how, you know, sometimes how bad this world is. It's almost like an escape. You know, you listen to one of my songs and make you feel good, hopefully. And but I do get inspired with certain things. Like I have other songs about what I see, and sometimes I very rarely put my philosophies in a song. Okay. I just like to basically write about, I guess they are my philosophies, you know, what I like to see or make the song fun. And of course, inspirational. Like when you hear it, you know, you should feel something from it. Okay.
Okay. Costa, that question goes out to you as well. When producing, from a producer side, how does that interact with what you're doing?
How does his philosophy of making the song fun and upbeat, how does it affect me as how what I'm going to output? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes.
So right now, all my years of experience, all my training, all the things that I've listened to over the years, all my chops, all my musical theories, all that stuff right now. When I was younger, I used to think about it all the time. You know, I've got to learn this, got to learn that, got to learn this. Now I've come to a certain point where experience now has become a part of me. And anything I do now becomes natural. I don't think about it. Like when Iggy says, I need a happy song. Okay, that's all I need to hear. And then I will dive into my own vault of goodies, whether it's a riff, a bass part, or a string arrangement, or, you know, those beautiful saxes that you heard in Valentino. You know, those are textured things. So I like to layer stuff to be able to complement where I'm going. So, like, because I'm a creative person, I always like to know where I'm starting and where I'm ending. I don't generally like to, just go with the flow sometimes, because that's more of a composer's and songwriter's philosophy. You know, you go with the flow, you can't force the type of thing. Whereas when I grab Iggy's song, I need to know where I'm starting and where I'm heading. And then the in-between is all natural, like whether I'm using a bass player or whether we're using, a Spanish guitar on some of our music. It's something that you can't explain, because it's become a part of you. And through all the years of experience and training, just to sum up, it just comes out naturally, right? And that's why a lot of artists can't explain to you, I don't know what I did, I just did it, right? But what they're really saying is that all the experience they've had in their life and all the work that they put in, the hours, have now become a part of them, and it's natural. What they do now becomes natural, right? And they're able to do it fast. They're able to produce fast as well. The same with songwriting. You have to have years of experience to write. The more songs you write, the more years you're involved in songwriting, you become better at it. And my philosophy is that you put in the hours, you'll get the results. So I apologize for my long-winded answer.
Oh, no, you're fine. No, I asked Iggy a question. I'm going to ask you the same question. Throughout your experiences, is there a song that you liked or meant something to you over your time in this industry?
In this industry, a song that meant the most to me. It's hard to answer that question. I started off listening to the Beatles, and when I was done with the Beatles, I started performing with my band. Like, I had an ethnic band. So growing up in Toronto, I grew up with Italians, with Greeks, with Spanish, with every nationality. So and playing in a live band, I've played different styles of music. So I've listened to there's so many Greek songs that have inspired me, like the song Eleni, which was from the movie Eleni. Very, very powerful song called Eleni. There's tavern songs that I grew up listening to, village songs. So it's really, they all have a meaning. Like, for instance, when I listen to a Greek village song, I think of my grandmother, and it evokes emotions of when my grandmother was with me and she was raising me. When I listen to Duran Duran and I listen to The Reflex, I think of my being with my buddies back in 84 and 85, having a good time. So there are many songs that trigger happy times and sad times. And lucky, I've been married for a very long time, so I haven't had much bad luck with women. So I haven't had any bad experiences to write about, unfortunately. Well, I've been with my wife for 30 years, so it's been good.
Okay. You two are a unique pair.
Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Yes, your chemistry. When talking to you, you can hear it.
Wow.
You can hear it between the two of you. Y'all are a unique pair. If you were to, Iggy, as a songwriter, give anyone advice that is starting out new, what would you tell someone?
Try to, as again, what the same advice that I repeat is, you got to be original, and it's got to come from the heart. Original, and it has to come from the heart. Don't write about something that you're guessing at. It should come from experiences and also about things that you feel very strongly about. In other words, be as honest as you possibly can, because your audience, they'll be able to see through a lie, if you're being pretentious or, not straight up with them. it really has to come from the heart. And that's
okay.
That's yeah.
Now, Kasha,
mm-hmm.
as a producer, what
yep.
advice would you give that person who's wanting to go in that field and start anew?
I'm gonna give the same advice that I gave my son when he decided to go into music, which is number one, figure out if you do have the patience to work hard and most of the time not see any monetary return. You need to put in a lot of hours. You have to decide what you want to do. Do you want to be a writer? Do you want to be a composer? What do you want to be? And this is something that I had to deal with in the last 10 years. I had to decide, was I going to be a live performer, or was I going to be an engineer, or was I going to be a producer? So the decision has to come from the individual themselves to figure out what do they love doing that doesn't feel like work. And then from there, they have to put the hours in. I put the last 10 years, I've put thousands of hours into becoming a producer, mixing engineer, learning how to use the software, learning, the instruments, learning to deal with people. So it comes to, putting in the time to hone your craft. And that's the advice I would give. If you think you're talented enough to sustain the rejection, because basically the music industry is like a lot like trying to get the lottery. You want people to like you. You want people to like your music, right? You got to put that aside and just stay true to the creative and the artistic value of being a musician, a writer, or a composer. Do you know what I mean? So that's my advice. You got it. And there's a lot of sacrifice as well, too. You have to be willing to sacrifice a lot of things, whether it's family, whether it's relationships, whether it's making money. So you have to be very smart and know where you're going. I always think back to other people that have given advice, and they always say the same thing. I knew where I wanted to go. Before I went on this journey. And that's my advice to everybody. You need to know where you're headed in 5 years.
Okay.
To attain success and expertise in what you do.
All right. I like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you are both. What's the word I was at? You're both almost the same in a way when you are collaborating together. Your mm-hmm. minds think alike. How important is that when you are working with, or not just you, but just artists and songwriters? Is there supposed to be that chemistry between you two at all times? Or does it just for that moment in time when you're working on that song, and then after that it fades? I know for you two, you can hear it in your guys' voices. Your chemistry is strong. But when working with other artists and other producers, does that chemistry mm-hmm. always have to be there?
Is that question for Iggy or for me?
That question is for you.
Go ahead, Kasha.
For a long-lasting relationship that we've had with Iggy. Iggy's one of my best clients that I've worked with because We've gone on now 2 years, and we've done, I think, over, how many songs, maybe 15 songs or so?
We're working on number 18, I think, now.
Yeah. So I think it's because we do gel. And, you know, Iggy's not in a rush. I'm not in a rush. Where some of my other clients, they're in a rush. They got one song. Okay, let's do it. So you do establish relationships and things like that. But with Iggy, it's been more of, like I said, more of a collaboration. I'm involved with his writing, with his arranging. With other clients, they sometimes know what they want, and then I execute very, very, very quickly. And to answer your question, yes, it is very important that Iggy and I do get along in order to have a long-lasting professional relationship as well, too. So, Iggy, what do you think?
Yeah, that's true. I mean, the one thing that actually ruins the work, when there is tension in the air, you can forget about the project. That's all I'm going to say.
In competition.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
okay.
No, yeah, in composition or just doing the actual project, Mimi. Yeah, if there's tension there, forget it. It will show in the it will come out in the project. Okay?
Yeah, again, sure. We never compete for ideas. Like when we're doing a song, it's never like it has to be this way or it has to be that way. It just comes so naturally. Like, you know, we stay in our lanes and then we collaborate together, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, our time has gone by quick.
Sorry?
We are at the end of the show. I go, our time has gone by
God.
Quick. We're at the end of the show.
I thank you for having us.
Yeah,
well,
I hope your audience enjoyed it.
I believe they did. I do believe they did. I want to thank you, Ignacio.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie and Costa for being on the show with me this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Before I let you go, is there anything you want to say to anybody out in the audience?
Let us entertain you. That's all I can say. Just give us a chance to entertain you.
And enjoy the music.
Yeah.
Thanks. All right.
You're such a sweetheart, host. You really are. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Being sick and all, I appreciate that. All right.
You got it.
You gentlemen have a nice night.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Good night. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're welcome. I want to thank all my listeners. My next scheduled show will be on May 18th. 2023 at 7:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. My featured guest will be singer and instrumentalist Evergreen. Make sure to check out the IL Radio's Music Showcase, which aired on May 4th, and I was the host of that show segment. Also, make sure to check out the next segment of Getting Real with Roz, which will broadcast on May 15th. And her special guest will be singer and motivational speaker, Rashawn Nicole. Getting Real with Roz broadcasts the third Monday of each month. Well, I hope my listeners enjoyed my show this evening with my featured guest, Ignacio, Natalie, and Costa, his producer. Everyone, you all have a nice night. Good night.